ओम शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
आज के इस सुंदर नुमा शाम की बेला में,
इन टुडेज ब्यूटिफुल इवनिंग, We will exchange the beautiful experiences. And we would like to welcome all of you on behalf of Bap Dada, Didis and Dadis. Today, we have our respected Raj Yogini, and she is one of the ancestor souls of the Yajna, and we would like to welcome Prabha Didi. You all are here and spending your valuable time with us.
जो ऊपर से ट्रांसलेशन कर रहे हैं उन सब का भी बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद
एंड लॉट ऑफ थैंक्स टू द ट्रांसलेटर्स एज वेल
ब्राह्मण जीवन
सो ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स
अनमोल जीवन
दिस ब्राह्मण लाइफ इज वेरी इनवैल्यूएबल एंड टुडे वी हैव सच ग्रेट सोल्स इन द यज्ञ And those souls have taken sustenance from Sakar Baba. Shiv Baba used to enter Brahma Baba's body. And how the corporeal chariot used to meet the children. Our respected Didis have seen with their eyes. So today we will listen from Didi about her Laukik experience as well as Alaukik experience, because experience is such a thing that it gives wings to our efforts and that helps to overcome any kind of obstacles in our life. We find this Brahmin life to be very easy, and while walking on their path, we can reach the destination, and we have such a great soul, Didi Prabha, with us. She got into this knowledge at a very young age, and we will listen from Didi's words that how did she come into this knowledge, how was her life before coming to knowledge, how was her experience with Sakar Brahma Baba, and what is her current effort. Her experience is very vast, and since 1965 she is with Brahma Kumaris, so you can write a whole book of her experiences, but we just have 1 hour with us. We will know in very essence the experience of Brahma Prabha Didi. Didi, my first question to you is, I would like to take you to your childhood, your Laukik childhood. Where is your birthplace? About your Laukik family. In Laukik, how many brothers and sisters you were? What was the occupation of your father at that time? If you can please share little bit about your childhood, Didi. Om Shanti. ओम शांति ओम शांति
ब्रह्मा कुमारी चंद्र प्रभा था
सो माय लौकिक नेम वाज ब्रह्मा कुमारी चंद्र प्रभा My birthplace was Meerut. And in my Lokik family, my father was in a government job. And since beginning, father got this knowledge. And then mother and I took this knowledge together. And there is one strange thing that happened during that time, and that was that my Lokik father, in fact he was very good, but he had a bad habit of smoking cigarette, and because of that, since my mother was very religious minded, they had little conflict between them, and we were children, so we used to see that in our house. So while seeing that, my father got into contact with Brahma Kumaris and he got this knowledge. He first went to the center, he met the sisters. When he went to the center first, there was Baba's pictures in the hall, and in which there was a picture, which was a picture about Rama and Ravan, and the kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan. The kingdom of Rama was of Lakshmi and Narayan, and it was written that this kingdom of Rama is coming soon. And in the picture of Ravan, it was written that Ravan is not dead yet, but this kingdom is going away. So when my father saw this picture, since he was in Meerut, at that time he used to believe in Rama a lot. So he thought, it touched his heart that we used to burn effigy of Ravan every year, but here it is said that Ravan is not dead yet. So he asked a question to a sister that we burn effigy of Ravan every year, but you are saying that Ravan is not dead yet. So that sister, that Brahma Kumari sister, said that if you want to know the secret behind it, you have to take 7 days course in the center, and we will tell you every secret of this in those 7 day course. And he was touched by that. So he thought, I would like to know about this. And he told the sisters that I would come from tomorrow. So while talking, the sisters felt that this brother is in the habit of smoking cigarette. So the sister told him that when you come tomorrow, you don't smoke. My father said, okay, I will not smoke cigarette from tomorrow, because he has a lot of enthusiasm to know about this knowledge. So he was called to the center in the morning at 5 a.m. He usually used to wake up at 5 a.m. He used to wake up at 8 or 9, but from that day he started waking up at 5 a.m. and he started going to the center, and he quit the cigarette from that day. So my mother was really amazed that what he has got, that he's waking up early and he has quit the smoking, etc., which was very amazing. So brother is saying, in Bharat, Uttar Pradesh is a big state, in which Meerut is a city in which Didi was born, and Didi had five brothers and sisters. And Didi's mother was amazed that after going to Brahma Kumari's center, her father stopped smoking, and after that, there is a new era came to their house. So in Uttar Pradesh, a lot of pomp of Rama, and when the picture said that the kingdom of Rama is coming, while the kingdom of Rama is going away, but kingdom of Ravan is going away, but Ravan is not dead yet. So he was very curious at that time. And he got the knowledge there, and he got into this knowledge. So this is how your father got into knowledge. When did you come in knowledge, Didi? So Didi is saying, so we told our father that wherever you are going, you take us there after some time. So there was a festival of Shivratri, and my father took us to that program of Shivratri at that time, and it was I was 14 years old. So brother is saying, at the age of 14, Didi went to Baba's center for the first time. So Didi is saying, so during the celebration of Shivratri, on the stage there was red light, and two sisters were sitting in white dress, and I got attracted to those sisters in white dress and with the red light, and it was such a great attraction that if I felt that if I want to make my life, I want to make my life like this. I did not know what Brahma Kumaris was, but the sisters who are wearing white dress, I also would like to wear white dress and make my life like this. So brother is saying, so only at the age of 14 years, then Didi had not even understood the secrets of knowledge, but she got attracted to Brahma Kumaris and the red light so much, because this is the soul before Kalpa. So brother is asking, your father had a bad habit of smoking cigarette. Didi, did you have any sanskar of watching films or anything like that, or anything playing? So Didi said, no, I did not have any sanskars. Brother is saying, Didi, at that time there was very good atmosphere in India at that time. So your father did 7 days course. Didi, did you do 7 days course as well? Didi is saying, no, I did not do course, but I used to go to the center with my father in the daily class. So my father used to take all five of us in the class, because it was in my father's mind that the God has come to this land, and this old world is going to get destroyed, and God is making the new world, and we want to go to the new world. So my father had the feeling that I don't want to go to heaven just by myself, but I want to take my whole family to heaven. So he would take all of us to the morning class. So brother is saying, Didi, when you went to the center, you liked that red light and the sisters with white dress. You liked the attraction, the atmosphere. What else did you like, Didi? What did you like out of this knowledge, like the knowledge of the cycle, etc.? How your father liked the picture of Rama and Ravan. What did you like the most, Didi? So Didi is saying, at that time I did not have any knowledge. I did not do course. I did not understand the knowledge. But the white dress of the sisters attracted me a lot. So we all have a very beautiful scene in the drama after becoming Brahmin, that we come to Madhuban for the first time. And you must have heard that this is how Baba come to Madhuban. And this, so at what age did you come to Madhuban? And when you first came to Madhuban, how was your feeling? We would like to know that, Didi. So Didi is saying, when I came to knowledge, after 2.5 months, the whole family came to Madhuban and we met Baba. So we saw that Baba had so much spirituality that we felt lot of love from Baba. There was lot of attraction in Baba. Baba used to give us lot of love. I did not have that much knowledge, but how Baba used to talk to us with so much love, and that love made us belong to Baba. So Didi, I would like to know the experience of that time. I have heard that the gate of Pandav Bhavan, that it is right now, was not there. So now we see very beautiful form of Madhuban, but at 65, I'm sure Madhuban was very small. So Didi is saying it was only training center, history hall, and the old Baba's room, etc. was there. So Didi, I am talking to Didi for the first time in so much detail. So your father was a civil engineer, and your father was giving the service of planning the buildings, etc. So Didi is saying, yes, my father was civil engineer, and at that time Baba got to know, and nobody was civil engineer at that time in the yagya. So Baba told him that if you can spend some time and come to Madhuban, so almost about 2 months, for 2 months, my father took a leave from his job and came to Madhuban. And Baba used to show him around the whole Madhuban. And Baba used to tell him, I want to make things like this kind of things in Madhuban here. So Baba used to explain everything to my father. So at that time, they made Indraprasth, the upper section of the training center. So this is how Baba made all the planning, where there is a meditation hall in Pandav Bhavan. And that place was empty at that time. So Baba said, I want to make a train at that time. And how there are 3-tier, 2-tier compartments in the train, I want to make something like that. So my father also made a plan to build a train there. And at that time Baba became avyakt, and After Baba became obvious where the Rishanti Stambh, my father made the construction and planning for the Shanti Stambh as well. And the plan for making train was cancelled and the meditation hall was built. So brother is saying, so how Didi's father was an engineer and nobody was civil engineer at that time. So Baba took his service from that. So Indraprastha, where Dadis used to stay in Pandav Bhavan, like Dadi Janki used to say, and the upper section of training center, so Didi's Laukik father got that seva to plan those areas. This is how Didi's whole family came to Madhuban and they got engaged in service. So Didi, when you first came to Madhuban, you came with the whole family. How long did you stay in Madhuban? For 1 week. So I would like to ask Didi, when you first saw Baba's picture, at that time you had heard about Baba in Mathura. How did Baba used to meet? Would he make you sit in the lap? Would he hug you? How did he love you? Didi is saying he would do everything. He would make us sit in the lap. He would make us give lot of good drishti. He would hug as well. So this is our really very special soul that she has played in Brahma Baba's lap. So what was the daily routine during that time, if you remember, Didi? So whatever is our daily routine now, it is the same daily routine at that time also, about the Murli class, Amrit Vela, etc. So Baba used to give Murli in history hall. So this is how it was first experience with Baba. So Didi, I would like to ask in this present time, how many are in your knowledge right now? So I have one sister who is younger to me. She is in Lucknow. She is surrendered teacher. So two sisters are surrendered to Baba. So we heard about your childhood. We heard about your present time. Now it is the time comes when you surrender yourself. So Didi, how long were you in knowledge before you actually surrendered yourself in the yajna? And when did you got this thought? And when you surrendered? So when I first came to Baba, I got so much love from Baba that I did not like to stay away from Baba. So I used to like the life of Brahma Kumari. So I told Baba, I want to become Brahma Kumari and I want to stay in Madhuban. So at that time, I met Baba in 66. When I told Baba, I want to stay in a center, I want to become Brahma Kumari, Baba said, you are a very young child, you study a little bit. At that time, I was in 9th class. So Baba said, you study. So I had one thought, if I go for study, because it was in my mind that, it was in my intellect that destruction is going to happen. So So I won't, if I study, then I won't be able to do make effort. So I told Baba, Baba, you say in Murli every day that destruction is going to happen, and you say you study, then what should we do? So if we were so close to Baba, this we can ask anything to Baba. So Baba said, child, Baba will stop the destruction for you. And I said, okay, since Baba said Baba will stop the destruction for you, I will go for study. Then I went for study. I finished my tent and I came to Madhuban in 68 again. In between, I came to Madhuban again for 3-4 times. Then I came to Madhuban to stay here in 68. So in 68, did you surrender yourself in Madhuban, Didi? So Didi saying, no, I came with a Didi. I came to Madhuban with my Didi from Mathura, and she was Brij Mohan Bhaiji's mother. When I stayed in Madhuban, I used to love in Madhuban, and I told Baba, Baba, I'm not going to go away. Then Baba kept me in Madhuban. And I used to stay in Madhuban. So brother is saying during the time of corporeal Baba, and it was her wish that I want to stay in Madhuban, and after so many years Didi is again in Madhuban. So Didi, where did you leave after your first stay in Madhuban? So Didi is saying, I stayed for 3 months in Madhuban. Then I went to the center where Brij Mohan Bhaiji used to stay. I stayed there for 6 months. When Baba became avyak, I was shocked because I had so much love for Baba. I did not want to go far away from Baba, but I had to leave out of compulsion. So I told Baba, I will not go, I will just stay with you. So our teacher still took me with her, and I went with her even though my heart was not happy. And when I was there, Baba became avyak. I got shocked, and she was in Nangal, in the city of Nangal. So I had in my intellect only the destruction, and I also had that thought that Baba used to say that whoever children would stay in yoga will come to me. So I had that thought that I did not have powerful yoga, so I could not go with Baba. So I was thinking this, and I cried a lot. I was lying in a bed. Baba was standing by my bed. He put his hand over my head, and Baba used to say, I am with you. I have never gone anywhere. And I got an experience as if I was with the Sakar Baba, and I got the same feeling and same experience. And Baba kept his hand over my head until I got the feeling that yes, Baba is actually with me. So brother is saying, Didi, I also want to know, when Baba became avyakt in 18 January 1969, did you come to Madhuban, Didi? So Didi said, I know I did not come to Madhuban. So, Didi, you used to serve a lot in the whole Bharat. You used to stay in Mathura. Your Laukik birth was in Meerut, and this is how you served. And how did you go in Bharuch in Gujarat? Didi is saying, when I came to Baba for service, at that time, wherever Baba used to send us for seva, wherever there is requirement, Baba used to send us there. So first of all, from Madhuban, Baba sent me to Kathmandu for 6 months. Then I came to Madhuban again. Then I stayed in Madhuban for about 1.5 years. Then Dadis used to send me to Bombay. So I stayed there for 4.5 years in Bombay. Then Dadi sent me to Surat in Gujarat. I stayed there for 6 months. Then I went to Bharuch. And it is about 48 years in Bharuch I have been serving there. So this is how your surrendered life went. I also would like to know, Didi, when brothers or sisters get surrendered, after getting surrendered, there are a lot of some test papers come, and we feel that after surrendering in the yajna, this kind of test papers will come to me. So it is in the beginning of the time, in 1968 or 69, was there any paper, test paper that came to your life about somebody's nature or anything like that that you had to face? So Didi is saying, my nature is very easy and I used to mix with everyone. So small test papers always come, but I never had any big test papers that I could not handle, because I had lot of faith in Baba. This is that I am in service for Baba. Baba is with me. So I had never had such problem that I got my faith even slightly loose. So my life was very smooth. So Didi, you speak Hindi and you went to Gujarat. So was there any problem of language? So slowly I learned Gujarati very well. So the people would not understand that Didi is not Gujarati. She speaks Gujarati so well. So Didi, let's move ahead. You have taken lot of sustenance from Dadis, Dadi Janki, Dadi Gulzar, etc. I am here in Madhuban since 30 years. You had lot of close relationship with Dadi Ji, Dadi Prakashmani Ji. So Dadi Ji's sustenance, Dadi Ji's spiritual love, can you please share a beautiful experience with Dadi Ji that you can remember? So just how I had love for Baba, I had also the same love for all the Dadis. Dadi Prakashmani Ji, I had lot of love with Dadi Prakashmani and Didi Manmohini Ji as well. And from beginning, I had lot of love for Yajna and Yajna Seva. Whenever there is any program in Madhuban, Dadi Ji used to call me. When Dadi Ji used to call me, I never said no to Dadi Ji. I always was very obedient. And Dadi would say, Prabha, this has to happen. This is something you have to do. So I always said, Haji. And being obedient, Dadi always used to call me for Yajna Seva, and I used to come here. And since I was very obedient, naturally I used to get lot of love from the senior dadis, the seniors and dadis, and whatever big task was there, dadi had that faith that my Prabha will do it. So Didi, we haven't heard much about Manmohini Didi ji, and you said you were very close to Manmohini Didi. So Didi, is there any such thing that became foundation in such a big expansion of Yajna, and Didi used to do that, handle the expansion? So can you share something about Didi Manmohini? So with Didi, I had a lot of love for Didi. When I first came in knowledge from, and when I first came to Madhuban, I had lot of interaction with Didi at that time. So I used to first meet with Didi ji. So I had more contact with Didi, and slowly I got into contact with Dadi. So Didi had a speciality of a balance of having love and law. Didi used to give lot of love, but Didi was very strict as well, that every task should be done very accurately. There has to be truth. There has to be cleanliness in every task. So Didi, you told us about Didi and Dadi. So Didi, could you please share about your current service place in Bharuj? Which Dadis used to come in Bharuj? So Didi is saying every Dadis have come in Bharuj. All the Maharathis have come in Bharuj. So there is one question in my mind, Didi, that you have seen Sakar Baba and Avyakt Baba as well. You got sustenance of Dadis as well. So in the present time, when the new Baba's children are emerging, and those who have emerged after 2016, after Dadi Gulzar, after Bab Dada stopped coming, so we feel that they have that little question that why did we not see Baba? So they could not get sustenance from Sakar Baba, Avyakt Baba, or Dadis, etc. So how can they experience that they also get sustenance from Pala, from Baba, from Dadis? How do they feel that? So Didi is saying, when you come to meet Baba in Madhuban, so earlier also you used to come to, we used to come to Madhuban to meet Baba. Currently now we come to meet Baba, and Baba has said since beginning that Baba has come to this land to meet the children. Baba has also said that time to time the method of meeting will change. First it was corporeal meeting, and then it was Avyakta Milan, and now Baba is saying Baba is always our companion. God is always there. Baba is giving us that experience. Baba always say that. So Baba himself is making all the child experience that Baba is your companion. So if you think that Baba is my companion, Baba will make you experience that Baba is yours, Baba is with you, because this yajna is being established by Baba, and Baba is taking care of it. Even though Baba is not in corporeal form, but Baba is making every child experience that he is in Sakar. Even though we are revising the Murli, everyone experience that we are experiencing the actual Baba. Because even though Baba is not in body, Baba is here. Baba is in this corporeal world. So we all experience Baba in Baba's meeting. The Supreme Soul makes the soul experience God's presence. So when we sit, we are in soul conscious stage, Baba will make us experience Baba. So when we are in the feeling that God is with us, God will stay with us. So Didi, many have this question and you gave very beautiful answer. So Didi, I would like to ask, what is your current effort right now? You are very incognito effort maker. You give Sakash to the whole world. But at this time, what is your special effort? What is your special thing that you pay attention to at this time, this present time? Didi is saying, we make effort all the time, but at the present time, my effort is that whatever Baba has given us, how can we distribute it to others? That whatever we have experienced in this life, how can I give it to others? So Baba says, when mother, father are dead, and when there are many children, it is the duty of the older children to give that experience to the young ones. So we become Bap Saman, equal to the father, and give that experience to the young ones. And that is my effort. So brother is saying, here are our double foreigner brothers and sisters sitting here. Their time is very valuable, and they have come to meet Baba. How should they make effort? How do they elevate their stage when they go back to their home? Because the condition of the world is getting very bad, whether it is natural disaster, whether it is the war going on, being the countries. So what effort should our double foreigners make right now? So Didi is saying, so Baba has always given us the signal to make effort for the end time. So Baba has said that we souls have come from the soul world. We are playing our parts in this corporeal world, and now we have to return home. So we have to return home. It is time to return home. How will we go home? So we have to become like an angel, and then we can fly to home. So we have to become angel. So Baba is saying, the service by word will not work. We have to serve by our behavior, by our face and behavior. Baba has kept us all over the world for service only. So we are world servers, and with this aim, we go home and make effort. So lot of thanks to Didi. You gave us your a laukik experience, and the present time effort, and we would like to thank you a lot from all of us, Didi. Now we remember Baba.